Figure 3 is an illustration showing the components of a system. Below are descriptions of the components above. Input. It involves capturing data to be processed from the environment. For example, raw materials, data, and human efforts must be organized for processing. Processing. It involves conversion of the input into meaningful information in the view of the user. Examples are a manufacturing process, the human breathing process, or mathematical calculations. Output. It involves conveying the end result of processing to the user. For example, finished products and human services must be transmitted to their human users. A system with only the above three basic components, that is, input, processing, and output, is a static system. A static system's performance cannot be adjusted, and there are no checks to ensure that it works correctly. In order to monitor the performance of the system, some kind of feedback mechanism is required. A system with feedback and control components is called an adaptive system, that is, a self-monitoring and a self-regulating system. That is why it is necessary to have feedback and control components in a system. Feedback. This is data about the performance of a system. For example, data about students' examination performance is feedback to the teacher to evaluate the teaching and learning process, while to the outside community is to evaluate the school's overall performance. Control. This involves monitoring and evaluating feedback to determine whether a system is moving towards the achievement of its goal. The control function then makes necessary adjustments to a system's input and processing components to ensure that it produces proper output. For example, students' examination performance exercises control when the school should embrace new teaching and learning approaches by evaluating feedback about the school system. Boundary and environment. Every system has defined boundary within which its components operate. Any entity outside the defined boundary but which interacts with the system is part of the system environment. They provide the inputs and receive the outputs from the system. For example, in a school system, the parents and the community provide input in form of students. The school molds the students and gives back the graduates to the parents and the community. To review any of the system's components description, move the mouse pointer over the block.